Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Music is transformative and has the power to overcome many of life's challenges. But for kids and young adults experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity, finding opportunities to realize this potential and creativity can be few or virtually non-existent. But an organization in Sacramento has been providing a safe haven for them since 2015, cultivating an atmosphere where they can create, discover, and dream big. The Creation District offers a wide array of workshops and programs for Sacramento's youth to help them build a brighter future for themselves and the community. Joining us now to tell us more about this incubator for creation is Grace Loescher, director of the Creation District. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off with how the Creation District, how it was created. What is the origin story?
Sure. So the Creation District is blessed to be under the umbrella organization of Waking the Village, which has been doing radical work here in Sacramento, supporting youth and young adults experiencing homelessness for two decades. And the Creation District was really born out of this idea that so many of the programming in Sacramento that supports youth experiencing homelessness is really focused on just getting their basic needs met, which is radical and important. But the Creation District wanted to go a step forward and make sure that we were really honoring youth's identity, their creative visions, their hearts, their souls, their wildest dreams, and finding space for that. So we've moved from offering workshops out of a classroom to offering workshops out of a mobile van and shelter bathrooms to finally getting our own building in downtown Sacramento 2 years ago.
How did you become connected with the Creation District?
Sure. So it's kind of been my lifelong vision and dream. And I moved to Sacramento to be able to do this. I was blessed to start out working as a case manager, supporting youth and young adults who were pregnant or parenting at Waking the Village. And then they were incredible mentors, helped me to begin to start and build this program underneath that and turn it into the artistic creative haven that it is today.
You know, given that you had a background in helping, you know, youth that are vulnerable for a myriad of reasons, I mean, what led to, I think you leading the Creation District was probably you saw some gaps in how they are being taken care of and what support was offered and what support was not offered.
100%. It was incredibly frustrating to me to see that so many of these young adults, 18, 19, 20, were being forced into lifelong system dependency, minimum wage jobs, and nobody was helping them kind of dream and believe that they could be anything that they wanted to be and that there was so much more out there. And I think that having space where you can really cultivate and reflect and think beyond those boundaries and really like, what do I want to do with my life and what do I want to be, and have somebody tell you that all of those possibilities are on the table for you was really, really important to me.
So this was created back in 2015, and the Creation District was actually on Insight in
yes.
September of 2018. So that's about 5 years ago. You know, how has the organization grown in that time?
Oh my gosh, so much. It feels like the last couple of years have been such a whirlwind. The time that we were back on Insight, we were kind of just beginning our record label. And at that time, we were trying to record out of our friends' closets or out of shelter restrooms, just wherever we could find space. And the program just caught on really, really quickly. We started having lines out the door of youth. We had wait lists for our recording program that were like months and months and months long. We were lucky the city of Sacramento invested a bit. And we were able to grow and now have our own recording studio, and we're able to offer daily sessions. We're serving an average of like 450 young adults a year. Really, really special.
What kind of programs and workshops are offered?
Great question. So in downtown Sacramento, we have daily drop-in programming. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. So youth can just kind of come in, bang on the drums, mash up some clay, paint a canvas. And then we also offer a continuum of workshops that are taught by local artists. And all of them have a different creative medium and then have a different social-emotional component. So we might have working with and processing trauma through stand-up comedy, processing anger through clay, even the mindfulness of juggling, whatever it is. And they rotate based on the artists that come through and what the youth say that they want.
And is there a cost associated with this?
It's all completely free. All the recording sessions are free. All the workshops are free. All the shows are free. We have a big, big value that art should be for everybody, and everybody who participates there can come through.
Yeah, that is just wonderful because, I mean, you talked about trauma, and trauma is often attached to, you know, these life experiences at a very, very young age. But you get a front row seat to how transformative creativity can be to help people heal and dream bigger than maybe what they were given or surrounded by at a very young age.
Oh, 100%. It's similar to the way that narrative therapy works. I think that creativity offers us a space to be able to be the authors of our own life story, right? And through music, through songwriting, through poetry, through dance, you get to tell the story that you need to tell, and you get to be the sole character. And it also offers us just a space to have psychic relief from the pain of this life every day. If you're going through a lifetime of continuous and compounded trauma, to get an hour in the recording booth where nobody's asking you about your housing status, your income status, can be life-saving.
Mm. So you did bring some music to share with these young artists, very talented. The first is Siler Galvin. Tell us about them.
Oh my gosh. I've known Siler for now maybe 7 years. Incredible, incredible young person. He started out taking guitar lessons at the Creation District 7 years ago, and now has been writing his own guitar music, writing his own poetry. He's performed in 2 Creation District album release shows with us, one at Harlow's, one at the Ace of Spades. Incredible, incredible young man.
Well, let's listen to Feel 2.0. Does this music and this creativity empower young people like Siler, you know, to overcome just the daily challenges of life?
I think it's really, really, really essential for everybody, but especially for young people who are experiencing continuous crisis, to have a space where they walk through the doors and nobody is asking them constantly about that crisis, where they just get to be their sole identity as an artist, as a musician, as a poet, as a dancer. I also believe that the Creation District offers a space for people to heal in community. And I think that as human beings, we need community to heal, right? We need fellow artists. We need people to listen to us and hear us and see us. And I think that's one of the primary elements that happens there, that you get to have shared space and move through pain and move through grief and move through joy with people who love you.
We're going to listen to one more. This is from Cassidy Rose, and it's called Worthy. Tell us more about Cassidy and their growth.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Cass worked at the Creation District for a year as a peer mentor, as part of our peer mentor program, Project Heal, where youth create music about mental health and wellness and use that as a tool, an outreach tool, to help other youth move through their mental health journeys. So she created this song during that and put it on our Project Heal album, and it has truly helped me heal.
Well, let's listen to the song. It's called Worthy.
You used to tell me you love me. You used to tell me I'm worthy. That the side of the grass is greener on your side. There was a whole damn lie. If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them about how much I loved you and all the things that we used to do under the sky that we always talked to. Just me and
wow. That is incredible. It is so powerful. And that must just be so wonderful that you get to visibly see or take in this uplifting feeling, you know, walking in, maybe feeling a little down, having this cathartic kind of release with creativity and hopefully feeling like a million pounds lighter.
Oh, 100%. It is impossible to describe what it is like to be in the Creation District if you haven't walked through those doors, but it's a really sacred feeling in a really sacred community.
Finally, Grace, how do you want to grow?
Great question. I have big dreams for the Creation District. I would love to be able to create overnight shelter space. Sacramento has a big lack of emergency shelter for youth experiencing homelessness in the city, especially post-pandemic. So I'm eager to create a creative safe haven where youth have space for that overnight. Also, I would love to watch the Creation District grow outside of Sacramento. I believe that I've seen incredibly transformative results. The community here is really special, unlike what I've seen anywhere else, and I'd love to see that grow into other cities.
How can people help?
Great question. If you visit our website, thecreationdistrict.com/donate or /get involved, both of those have avenues for support. Right now, we have a GoFundMe campaign that we're launching to build out our recording studio so that these young artists can get the professional tools that they deserve and we can grow our reach to help more artists. So please check out our website, support us. We'd appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for stopping by, Grace.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. It's been a privilege.
It's a great way to end the show. Grace Loescher is the director of the Creation District, telling us about a unique space for teens and young adults who are housing insecure or experiencing homelessness, creating a safe haven that allows them to realize their creative potential. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
But our biggest mistake, our